Doink.
That was Chris 200 checking in with Pizza Babe.
Pizza, you know, it's Chris 200.
Hi, Chris 200.
He's too busy listening to Chris 200.
It's really hot.
Hi, Chris 200.
You're listening to thefreenetwork.com.
Get this onto. Ooh, ooh.
It's you. He ain't got any of that damn money. He ain't got no woman either.
Hello, this is Chris 200 with Audio On Demand. Today is the 6th of December 2007. I am making my way into work today. It's about 10 minutes till 7. I got underway or on my way here a little bit earlier again today. Excuse me. If you didn't know, I'm sure everybody knows in the world now that there was a mass shooting in Omaha at a mall there, and I don't know if I'm really going to talk about it a whole lot. I mean, I'm actually kind of burned out about the story. I watched a lot of the news last night, and this morning, a lot of the stations are talking about it on the radio, and I guess I didn't watch any television this morning, but nine dead, a total of 14 people affected, from what I understand. Several people that were in critical condition, some other folks that had some minor gunshot wounds or whatever. Found out the name of the shooter who took his life there in the end, and we're finding out some names now. I'm sure later on today a lot of the names will be posted or released. I think three different names were released this morning, last night and this morning, I believe. Yeah, be careful out there. Omaha is not a troubled place. There's a certain percentage of these types of people that do these types of things everywhere. Whether you live in a big city or if you live in a small town or in a rural area, there's a wacko out there like this. And, unfortunately, these random events that affect random people do occur. The probability that you will be affected is, pretty slim. So, I guess just kind of be careful with what you're doing in your life, and kind of reflect on what happened yesterday, and realize that no matter how bad your life may be, you still got a life. You still got people in your life, and you know, no matter how hard or how difficult life may be right now for you, you know, it'll get better. It will get better. It may take a while. It may take several years, but I tell you what, it will get better. Things will change. There's one constant in life. If there's one constant at all, it's change. So I think that's all I'm going to talk about that today. Yeah, other things on the news front. We are expected to get, I don't know, anywhere from 3 inches to 3 feet of snow in the next 24 hours. I'm, for those of you keeping track, I am approaching the Platte River Bridge, and there is a little, I don't know if it's precipitation or what it is. The roads do look a little wet. We're not having anything come down right now. Yesterday there was some flurries most of my way in. Last night, I don't believe there were any flurries. It wasn't enough to accumulate on the ground or anything like that. But the roadways are just a little bit, looks like they're a little bit damp today. I'm not sure what that is. They're talking freezing rain, snow. I packed my bags. Excuse me. I packed my bags tonight, or this morning for tonight, in case I do have to spend the night in Lincoln, which is, you know, pretty good probability that may happen. So, we'll see how things go here.
That's gonna bug. Google bands reunited. Like you don't every day anyway.
Big cough. Joe here. Hey Joe.
Hey buddy.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey,
what's going on?
Joe, I'm talking about
it. With all the Chixon that you guys were just talking about.
Yeah.
Together. I think it was Vixen or something.
No, Vixen did reunite, and that's a different band. That's all white chicks, and they played rock, obviously. But they were good. They all turned out.
With terrorists, although we could someday, God forbid, right? We're dealing with troubled people in this country.
Exactly, yeah. It's just going to, you know, we're all going to be locked away in our homes in fear, you know, and we don't want to go anywhere. And then, just like you said, too, you know, all the stores and big businesses that do deal in malls, they're going to be taking their business elsewhere. They're just going to open up their own stores, and they're not going to have a mall anymore, you know?
And I also wonder, Glenn, where it leads. I mean, so think about it, right? It's not just shopping malls. It's sports stadiums, right? Baseball parks.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, and then you go even downtown shopping areas, right?
Right, yeah. Nobody's going to want to go out and do anything anymore, and it's just going to, like I said, tell terrorists and anybody who wants to, you know, strike fear into us that, you know, they won and we're just going to be cowering away in our homes because we don't want to go out and, you know, deal with, one, the mess of trying to get in there, and two, you know, the fear of getting shot. Because now that's what first brings to mind is, oh, wow, you know, I got to be careful. Somebody might be bringing a gun here. And, you know, you don't want to be thinking that when you're trying to go to the mall and Christmas shop.
No. And there's always some level of danger we're going to have to deal with. Maybe today, no, I'd say certainly today more than it was, you know, 10 or 15 years ago. But I still think we can overdo the security bit. Matt calling from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's going on?
You tell me.
I agree. You should not expand the scope of government and legislate based on isolated incidents such as these and infringe on the rights of the people. I mean, there's an old saying from Ben Frank.
My word. Jenny, thanks for calling in.
Sandy's next at 962-9898. Good morning, Sandy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm all right. I'm here, right?
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
Right. That's right.
I'm echoing your sentiments, Pat. That's my mall. I live way out in your neck of the woods. I'm probably, oh, a few miles from Oakview, but West Roads, I started going to. My mom dropped me off when I was 13, and I'm 31 now. I used to hang out there for kids' club when I stayed home with my kids.
Yes.
And you try not to put yourself Well, at least I do, because I'm very pregnant and emotional. Trying to put yourself in that situation, like, oh my God, what if I was shopping there?
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it's home. But I think I'm a little jaded because I hear everybody saying, I can't believe it happened here, I can't believe it happened in Nebraska. Ever since 9/11, when my whole world was shocked, my whole security, I didn't think that could happen in the United States. It didn't shock me as much as everybody else, and that kind of worries me. Maybe I need some help there, but
no,
it's not very, very shocking.
It is.
Let's do that.
All right.
Let's do that for today, for now. All right, your thoughts on what the story as it unfolding there. 952-1019, give us a call. What is your name?
Armand.
Armand, okay. Yeah, what's your thought, Armand?
Like the other caller was saying, like, I was thinking about the same thing, like how people are going to be afraid to go to the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know, like, me and my wife, we just go shopping, and I know whoever going to be there, everybody going to be, like, nervous, and you're going to feel the atmosphere in the air, like, you know, just tension. People won't be afraid to, you know, they're gonna go in, go shopping, go out and leave. And it's pretty sad because yesterday when I went to work, I stopped at Quick Shop, and you can tell like everybody was hurt, you know, from this senseless act of violence that this kid did, you know. But I think he was kind of selfish for.
Corruption.
It's just too profitable to stop it.
Okay,
I had
good.
To talk to you.
See?
I had to talk to Ellen.
All right, look, they were showing a picture of you holding your daughters.
Now, during the Rogers.
Think it through. You don't want this, I don't think. I mean, you know, think what a pain in the ass it is to get inside of an airport on a plane. Is that what you want at the shopping mall? Shoot, I'll stay home and shop online.
This is the Bill Press Show. This is Entertaining Talk, 95 Talk FM.
95 Talk FM. Yeah, that was kind of around the dial there on the local radio there on what happened in Omaha yesterday. So, like I said, I'm not going to talk about it much more, but I'm just kind of... just kind of at a loss for words or a lack of words today. I was up pretty late last night doing some dinking around on the computer, getting some things going, and anyway, I got yesterday's post up and. Like I said, I don't know if I'm going to be spending the night in Lincoln or not. What else is going on? Found out that the brake light on my wife's car was coming on, and I kind of got chewed out because that means that the brakes are, you know, worn down and it's time to get new brakes. I thought it was some sort of sensor or some sort of intermittent problem or something like that. And I got kind of chewed out for not being taking care of her car. Well, it's always kind of been an issue that she wants me to take care of her car. But, you know, I'm an hour away every day. It's not like I can just come home and run the car over to the garage and then run back to work. I guess I could drive the car, but then that's a whole process. Just flip cars around and, you know, get everybody figured out and gassed up and tires blown up and this and that. And so anyway, She got that fixed. She got something flushed. I don't know if it was the transmission or if it was the coolant or whatever. I need to get the coolant flushed in this beast. They say it needs to be done. To tell you the truth, I typically don't do that. I don't know. Antifreeze doesn't usually break down. It usually leaks out, if anything. Knock on wood, I haven't had any leaks on this car. Which is quite surprising, actually. I imagine eventually this thing will just blow up. Good old V6 power here, Honda power. So that's it. You know, I really didn't get a whole lot more done last night. We went over, dropped the kid off for his church program, his church thing on Wednesday night. Went over to the grocery store and got a few groceries while he was there, and then we went right back to the church there because it's about an hour deal. And there we go. I thought I saw a few flurries there. And then I was just watching the news and seeing what's going on. I should talk about that. I did get a call yesterday. There's some more flurries about the results of my gut scan, and evidently I have a very beautiful and perfectly fine gut. She did a number of blood tests at the same time. I drew some blood, and one of the things, if you're not a diabetic, you don't listen to these diabetic commercials, but it was another synchronicity, I guess, for me yesterday. She said that my hemoglobin A1C, I believe it is, was slightly elevated, which from reading on the net and that, it means that one time that I had a higher blood sugar than probably I should have had, which I don't know how that could have happened because I usually don't eat a whole lot of sugar. Although I think it was that week before I did get into a little bit of this. You know, I think they're called Edwards pies. You know, these. Frozen pies you can buy at the store, and I kind of had a moment with one of those, and I don't know if that had anything to do with it, or if it had, maybe had a little bit of Halloween candy or something, I don't know, but that's what she said. And, you know, as I was pulling out from work yesterday, I actually heard a commercial for I don't know if it was for testing or if it was for a drug or what it was. I just heard that H or A1C level mentioned on the show. So there you go, your little personal information bit of Chris 200. Kind of scary. You know, I am. I'm kind of a wreck. But you know what? I'm not doing that bad. I mean, I could have a lot worse health problems and things like that. Just trying to work on that cholesterol business, and then, you know, working on the old sugar thing. I'm not sure what to do there. She said to go ahead and, wait a few months, go ahead and get retested for that to see what's going on there. My guess could have been some botched botched lab work. Who knows? Who really knows? And I am starting to sweat my ass off in this car. So I'm turning down the heat, folks. I'm turning it down. Oh, God, what was that? Don't you love that? Driving along, you hear a whack on your car. Like, what the hell was that? I didn't run over anything. I didn't see anything. I don't know. Other thing I hate is when you see something on the road and it looks like a stick or something, and then you drive over it and realize it was a piece of wire. Ugh, not so much fun. So, well, I think I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. I don't have anything else, much more to say. Looks like I've got a few more podcasts to listen to today. I think some more feeds are rolling along there, and somewhere along the line, I got to ditch some of these new feeds that I put in to just get rid of them because they're not something I'm interested in, so... So anyway, yeah, go and check out my post from yesterday on the 5th. I've got a link there to a Google feed. It's a feed of feeds, I guess. It's an aggregation of the shooter's name and where it's been mentioned in blogs. I'm sure that's going to grow... pretty good today as the news continues to spread across the United States and the world. From what I understand, it has been a national and international story. So go ahead and check that out. This is Chris 200, Audio On Demand. I'm checking out. We'll see you later. Go check out the Freak Network. Go check out the Pod Mommy, Pizza Babe, Visitronics, Nobilis, the Saturn Cast, too many to mention that I can think of right off the top of my head, but anyway, go check those folks out, go check out the Freak Network, and we're out of here. Bye-bye.
Did you like it? Was it good? You can get this podcast and more over at thefreaknetwork.com.